There is a question in the halakha, just to clarify that this year Tisha B'Av is going to come out on a Sunday, and it is actually a Nidcheh. It's being pushed off from its official date, which will be Shabbat. We don't fast on Shabbat. So the question is regarding Shavua Shehalbo. We know that there's certain restrictions on the week of Tisha B'Av. Haircuts, for example, shaving, for example, is forbidden the week of Tisha B'Av. Being that it falls out on a Sunday now, it seems that there is no week, because Sunday is the beginning of the week. Or do we say that since the original day is Shabbat, so really the Shavua Shehalbo is the week before? So Hakam Avadya writes, "Im hal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbat v'nidcheh le'har Shabbat, or Shehal b'Yom Rishon, or for that matter, it fell out on a Sunday naturally, and din Shavua Shehalbo. There is no laws of Shavua Shehalbo, u'mutar le'estaper b'chol yemei Shavua shelefanav. That according to the strict law, there's no problem to take haircuts and to shave the entire week." Before. However, Hakam Avadya in a few other Sefarim gives different advices. For example, in Halichot Olam, in the second volume, over there he's quoting the Ben Ish Chaim Parashat Devarim Alachai Yud Bet, and he says that even though it's technically permissible, it's still recommended the Shabbat before, meaning the Friday before, not to take a haircut. So at least you're going into the Shabbat or Tisha B'Av with Avidut, which was the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai as well. We don't want him to go into the fast looking so neat and so clean. He found this actually in a kolbo. Then in another place, Hakam Avadya, and that's also the opinion of Rav Chaim Palachi in Mu'ed Dechol Chai, that the custom was that they refrained from cutting hair from Friday before the Shabbat, just for a few days, not the whole week. However, Hakam Avadya did write in another place that some have the custom to refrain the week before as a Chumrah. So, La'alakha, if we want to go from the strict law, the whole week is permissible. For those that want to be following the Ben Ish Chai and of Chaim Palachi, it's proper to at least go into the Shabbat without shaving, even though they shave every day, but that Shabbat they should go in unshaven. And those that want to be super mahmir, according to an opinion that Hakam Avadya brought down, they would even refrain the entire week before. Rabbi Bitan in the Yalkut Yosef on 198, he says that his conclusion is that it is best to refrain from cutting one's hair throughout the week before Tisha B'Av, as it is written in Halichot Olam. Okay, that's a stringency, but at least for our purposes, Mutal lefi adin v'tov lachmir. At least call them Shabbat. Okay, come on.